weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here. I apologize for my voice. I'm battling just a little bit of a flu, and I just wanted to share this word. I wrote this in my blog. By the way, you can find my blog at achuckallen.com, and it comes out probably 3 or 4 times a week. But I wrote this, and I wanted to share it with you on the weekday podcast. It's entitled The Builder and His Crew. Here you go. You ready? Have you ever felt like you were tirelessly working towards something, only to realize that it might all be in vain without God's guidance? That's the sentiment that was captured in Psalm 127, where it's beautifully put, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain." Now, just imagine, if you will, being in Solomon's shoes. This is the guy that we know is the wisest, wealthiest guy ever, right? The one who penned this psalm. He wasn't just familiar with the concept of building. He was actually the one that the Lord used to build the Lord's house. It must have felt like a pretty significant project. I mean, it's one thing. I've built homes for a living before, and I know the importance, the task at hand. I've built churches before and understand the task at hand. But to build the Lord's house, I mean, the temple, Solomon probably inherited a love for construction from his daddy, King David, who once aspired to build a temple for the Lord. But plans changed, as they do, and David had to accept that his son would carry out this dream instead. It goes to show that sometimes when what we want may not align with what the higher power has planned for us. God, in his infinite wisdom, has a plan for you. It is very detailed. Not one thing is missed. In our own life, we often have grand aspirations and dreams, and we strive toward goals that seem noble or ambitious, only to realize that perhaps they aren't in line with what God has in mind for us. Maybe your dream of being a leader, but down deep, you have the heart of an artist. Maybe you dream of being a musician, but down deep, you've got the heart of an accountant. Well, perhaps you envision a challenging ministry, but find yourself devoted to raising kids that God's bless you with. I never planned to be a pastor. I planned to be a builder. I loved construction work. I loved being outside. I liked being in the dirt. I liked creating things. Then two words became a new calling, a more inspired calling for me at least, and that those two words were, "But God." Because it seems like no matter what the plan is, occasionally there's just, "But God." It can be frustrating when it feels like God is steering us in some different direction than we'd hope, but maybe there's wisdom in surrendering to his will rather than pushing our own agenda. Maybe true fulfillment lies in embracing our role as part of God's crew, following his lead as the ultimate contractor. I can honestly say that when I stopped trying to drive my plans hard and then ask God to bless them, I mean, when that was what I was doing, I mean, I stayed in constant struggle. But when I stopped fighting with God and I took God's plan as my own and let him drive me, contentment and peace rules my life. It's not easy, totally worth it though. So as you ponder your plans today, maybe even for the upcoming year or for maybe the last quarter of this year, maybe the next 5 years, consider inviting God to architect your dreams and your ambitions. Take a moment to appreciate being a valued member of his team. And in the words of Solomon, let's acknowledge that without God's guidance, our efforts might fall in vain. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.